What's going on, guys? It feels very good to be back out there. You know, as a football player, you love being out there with your teammates. You love competing. You love this time of the year. I may have this every year. You get to miss training camp, have fresh legs for the first week. It's not the worst thing in the world, you know?
How much do you think you'll be able to do based on how you feel right now?
Anything and everything I'm asked. I feel great. I feel no limitations whatsoever. My body actually feels better than it did for the second half of last season, obviously, with everything we were dealing with. So I'm in a pretty good spot. No, there was never a doubt. I think I have to give a whole lot of credit to Dr. Prasarn, who did the surgery, Dr. Lowe, who helped consult us, and then a huge deal of credit to Jeff Kaplan and Roland Ramirez. I've spent probably hours and hours each day with Jeff Kaplan and Roland Ramirez here. And those guys were awesome in helping me, and then also awesome in being willing to have an aggressive approach. I think that, you know, after a surgery, the rehab can go one of many ways. And these guys were willing to accept my aggressive style, and we did it in a smart fashion, but we did it in a way that we knew, you know, that this really wasn't going to be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I love physical football. Like you said, I grew up watching the Green Bay Packers, the Chicago Bears, Minnesota Vikings, the Detroit Lions, a division known for its hitting, known for some great collisions. And obviously, you have the Chicago Bears with all their history, their tradition, the 85 Bears. Everybody knows the history there. It's an incredible team. So you look forward to that matchup. The Monsters in the Midway. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we look forward to opening up with them, and we have a lot of respect for them.
Was this season?
I think it's great. I think our guys did a great job in the preseason. I think being out there these last couple of days and being able to get that chemistry, we got playmakers all over the place. And that's what makes it fun, is you never know where the next play is going to come from, and that's great.
Was this off-season your most difficult, considering all the things you had to deal with physically?
Yeah, obviously going through two surgeries, I think it's definitely, you could say it's the most difficult off-season I've had. But it definitely gives you a new outlook, kind of a fresh approach. You see things from a different light when you're going through stuff like that, and you go through the ups and downs. And I'm really looking forward to coming out and having a new mountain to climb. And it's been a lot of fun. There's been some days where it sucked, where it absolutely sucked. But I really enjoyed the adversity that we faced, and I enjoyed having to overcome those things and challenges that I haven't really had before. So I hope to never have an off season like this again. But I definitely learned and grew from it.
Did you have a low point? Did you have a low point?
Yeah, no, absolutely. When I was in Philadelphia after the first surgery, there were some days there where I really, really questioned whether or not I'd ever be able to play again. Just some of the stuff we were dealing with from a rehab standpoint, and just the way that the recovery was going early on. But that was way back in January, February. There was a very low point there, and it was tough. I was in a hotel room in Philadelphia for, 10 days straight, and not being able to really walk and do anything. So there was definitely a tough point there. But with this back surgery, this one was, after going through the other one, this one was almost like, all right, screw it. Let's just get it over with. Let's do it. Let's get through it. And this one's almost been, it's been a fun challenge to overcome.
JJ, last offseason you had talked about you can't play the game forever.
I think it actually gave me some optimism. Especially when I made those comments, I'm dealing with all these different things. The broken hand, the back, the everything. And at that point, you're kind of like, I don't know if I can do this forever. But now that I'm all fixed up and I feel good and I'm healthy, obviously anything can happen. And I'm not going to ever stand here and say I know when I'm going to be done playing. But it's year by year, it's day by day, and I feel great, and I love the game. And as long as I love the game, as long as I love coming out to practice and playing with my teammates, I'm going to continue to do it.
JJ, you referenced when we talked to you right at the beginning of training camp, balancing and understanding the need for balance long term,
yeah,
as opposed to rushing back. How will that kind of play out as you jump back into it, and how hard will it be to kind of remind yourself that you're committed to that?
You know, I think it's one of those things that I've learned in the off season, how to handle myself, and during the week, how to handle myself. I don't think you're going to see any difference in games. I don't think you wouldn't notice any different on game day in how I approach it. I'm going to try and play every single play. I'm going to play it as hard as I possibly can. Where the change is going to come is in the off season workouts, is in the practice week, and how I structure it and how I handle it. I've gotten smarter. I've learned more about how to deal with my body, and I've learned that I can't just keep pounding, and grinding it through everything. I need to be smarter about what I do, and so I have a good plan in place now, and I feel really good. I mean, obviously, I got fresh legs right now, and so I'm going to carry this through the season.
To follow up on John's question about your low point, can you take us back to the time when you turned the corner and you knew you'd be okay and, like, you'd be able to do what you've done before?
Yeah, it was actually it was that Super Bowl week in San Francisco, and we had been going through this phase where I like literally getting out of bed and walking and just making my way down the hallway was a task, and it would take me a long time to get out of bed to move. And Roland Ramirez and I had been working on something for a little while, and we'd been trying this method out, and really wasn't showing a lot of results. And then just one morning I woke up, and all of a sudden one thing I hadn't been able to do since the surgery was lift my right leg straight up in the air. And I woke up in bed, and I do the test every morning just to see if I could. And that morning I did it. And I was like, I called him right away. I sent him a video. And I was like, look. And so then I got up and I tried some other stuff. And I actually did up-downs in the room right there and sent him a video of it. And I was like, dude, it worked. Like, everything that we did worked. And from that point forward, as soon as you get that little bit of light, it's full steam ahead. And that's what's awesome.
JJ, how tough was your role playing a soccer coach and bad moms?
Oh, it was good, man. It was good. Those girls are funny. Mila and Christina and all those girls, Kristen, there. It was a blast. We had a good time doing it. I prefer NFL player over soccer coach any day.
And how tough was it playing a wimp?
I know. No, that was it was a fun change of pace. I mean, to get my ass kicked by a bunch of soccer moms was a pretty fun change of pace. It was a good time. I had a good time doing that.
Did you hear about that from your teammates at all?
A couple guys liked it. I mean, nobody really knew I was in it. I didn't really talk to a bunch of guys because it was in during the off season. So guys were like, yeah, my wife took me to see movies this weekend, and I saw you on there, and I was surprised, and they actually liked it. So I was surprised. I thought I'd get more negative reviews, but the guys actually said I did all right, so I guess I'm okay.
What was the exact surgery you had done in Philadelphia?
In Philadelphia, I had five muscles replaced. I had both of my lower abs had to be reattached. My right adductor had to be reattached, and then two of my left adductors had to be reattached. So, I mean, I don't know the technical terms. I mean, it was something like that. A few of them were fully off the bone. A few of them were partially torn. But, yeah, that was pretty serious stuff. Dr. Myers up there did a good job getting my surgery back together.
JJ, we talked to Brock about how thrilled he is to see you out there. How thrilled are you to see what this offense is doing with Brock here now taking over?
Yeah, no, I think he's doing a good job. I mean, obviously, having been through eight quarterbacks in 2 years here, you're looking for stability. You're looking for a guy to come in and own the position and do a great job, and I think he's done that so far. You know, we've managed to pull off 9-7 2 years in a row with eight quarterbacks, and I'm hoping with one we can do a hell of a better job. So we're really looking forward to having him here and leading that offense and doing a great job, especially with guys like Hop out there. We get Dwayne back, and you got Newton, you got all those guys, and Lamar playing running back. I mean, our offense is exciting, and we're looking forward to going out there and putting it all together as a full team.
One more non-football question. I don't know if you saw that Drake came out in his concert with your jersey on. Are you a fan of his? Do you like him?
We were just talking about that yesterday. I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't make it out to the concert, but he said he wore it, and I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, obviously a guy who's internationally renowned. I mean, everybody loves his music and stuff, and a lot of guys here went. So it was really cool. I appreciate it very much. I appreciate the respect, and obviously the respect goes both ways. I have a lot of respect for what he does and everything. I mean, he provides some of my game day music, so I appreciate him for that.
Do you have a favorite Drake song?
Right now it's Back to Back. It's a little bit of an older one, but I like Back to Back. Hopefully it comes out with a Back to Back to Back. I'd like that.
JJ, Bill was talking about how it's been 2-9-7 seasons and make the playoffs last year, right, but obviously didn't end like you wanted to. And he's basically saying, you know, the bar is not 9-7; it has to be higher than that. You've been on a 12-4 team here. You've been on a 2-14.
Yeah.
Where do you want this team to get? I know Super Bowl is an easy answer, but what do you feel like you guys can realistically do this year, if it all works?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like for us, you know, I'm not going to stand here and put a record on it or say where we're going to go, but I think you look at last year and you look at the way that we finished up last year as opposed to the way we started. I think this team needs to build off of the way we finished last year and take that even another step further. I mean, we have no excuses. There's no reason for us to start slow. There's no reason for us to have a hiccup. We should be out here playing our game, doing our job every single day. And as long as each guy does his job, we all play together as a team. I mean, there's no reason that we can't go out there and continue what we were at the end of last season and even improve upon it.
JJ, serious question would be, do you expect to be under any sort of play limit, anything like that? And then, since we were talking about the movies, if it was Revenant style, you versus a bear, who wins?
Me and who?
A bear.
Oh, me and a bear. I'd probably give the upper hand to the bear. He has claws and teeth. You never know, though. I mean, I like my odds against anything. So, I mean, that's part of what makes an athlete is we got some of the biggest egos in the world. So, in the back of my head, I'm saying, of course, me. But as far as the first question, I'm sure that they're going to try to put some sort of limitations on me, and we're going to have that conversation here as the week goes on. The way that I've felt in the last two practices, I don't feel it's necessary. My body feels great. My conditioning level feels great. Like I said, my body feels a lot better than it did in the whole second half of last year. So I'm a guy that likes to play every play. I like to go out there and do whatever I can to help the team win. So if they let me do that, great. If they put a play count on me, I'll fight it as hard as I can.
If it was a Baylor Bear, you didn't
have a chance. If it was a Baylor Bear, come on, John. Let's be serious now.
JJ,
your guy did a nice job over at Texas, though. I saw that. The Longhorns had a nice game the other night. I couldn't stay up. It was too damn late.
Since you're talking college football, what do you think about UH?
UH is playing incredible ball. They've done a great job. Coach Herman's done a great job with that team. Those guys are exciting to watch. I mean, they got the whole city fired up. Everybody's on the Cougs bandwagon. I think that it's really exciting for the city of Houston right now. I mean, you got a lot of young talent in this town, from the Astros with Correa and Altuve and all those guys to UH to our team and what we got going on here. I mean, Harden and the Rockets and the Dynamo and the Dash. I mean, we got a whole bunch of stuff going on, and it's a really exciting time to be in Houston. So it's our job now to get the party rolling. It's a football city. It's our job to take the role as that lead team in this city, and we want that role. That's what we love. That's what we thrive. Texas is a football state. We want to be the premier team. That's our goal.
JJ, you mentioned the 85 Bears. Obviously, you weren't old enough to actually remember them. You've probably watched ESPN Classic film.
Yeah.
What's the first defense that really resonated with you? And the second part of that is to ask Bill this. How do you define a great defense? When you see a great – what do you innately know about them when you see what they're doing?
Well, I grew up watching the Green Bay Packers. So, I mean, obviously Reggie White and that defense that he had was a great one to me when they played in the Super Bowl. But as far as the 85 Bears go, I did watch a documentary, and I think it was incredible. And the thing that was incredible to me was the chemistry of the defense, the way those guys loved each other and the way they played out there and flew around, and then just the ability to make people almost know that they had no chance before they even stepped on the field. That defense, every time that they took the field, they had no doubt in their mind that they were going to win. And that's what makes a great athlete. That's what makes a great team, is when you step on that field and you already know you're going to have success, and the other team already knows that they're going to struggle simply because of your resume and simply because of everything that you've done to that point. That's what makes it fun, and that's what you have to do to be a great defense. And I think that's why there really hasn't been one like them since. And everybody's trying to be like that, and we're no different. We're going to go out there and try and be that dominating defense.
454 turnovers.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. We'd like to do that. That'd be great. We'd like a hot start like that on Sunday. Yeah. That'd be great. Anything else? Thank you, guys. What's going on, guys? It feels very good to be back out there. You know, as a football player, you love being out there with your teammates. You love competing. You love this time of the year. I may have this every year. You get to miss training camp, have fresh legs for the first week. It's not the worst thing in the world, you know.
How much do you think you'll be able to do based on how you feel right now?
Anything and everything I'm asked. I feel great. I feel no limitations whatsoever. I mean, my body actually feels better than it did for the second half of last season, obviously, with everything we were dealing with. So I'm in a pretty good spot. No, there was never a doubt. I think I have to give a whole lot of credit to Dr. Prasarn, who did the surgery, Dr. Lowe, who helped consult us, and then a huge deal of credit to Jeff Kaplan and Roland Ramirez. I've spent probably hours and hours each day with Jeff Kaplan and Roland Ramirez here, and those guys were awesome in helping me, and then also awesome in being willing to have an aggressive approach. I think that, after a surgery, the rehab can go one of many ways, and these guys were willing to accept my aggressive style, and we did it in a smart fashion, but we did it in a way that we knew, that this really wasn't going to be an issue.
The division you grew up watching, black and blue division, mm-hmm. Packers, Bears,
yeah.
They're going to be very physical when they come in. Is that an extra concern when you're coming off the
end? No, I love physical football. Like you said, I grew up watching the Green Bay Packers, the Chicago Bears, Minnesota Vikings, the Detroit Lions, a division known for its hitting, known for some great collisions. And obviously, you have the Chicago Bears with all their history, their tradition, the 85 Bears. Everybody knows the history there. It's an incredible team. So you look forward to that matchup. The Monsters in the Midway. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we look forward to opening up with them, and we have a lot of respect for them.
Was this season?
I think it's great. I think our guys did a great job in the preseason. I think being out there these last couple of days and being able to get that chemistry, we got playmakers all over the place. And that's what makes it fun, is you never know where the next play is going to come from, and that's great.
Was this offseason your most difficult, considering all the things you had to deal with physically?
Yeah, obviously going through two surgeries, I think it's definitely, you could say it's the most difficult offseason I've had. But it definitely gives you a new outlook, kind of a fresh approach. You see things from a different light when you're going through stuff like that, and you go through the ups and downs. And I'm really looking forward to coming out and having a new mountain to climb. And it's been a lot of fun. There's been some days where it sucked, where it absolutely sucked. But I really enjoyed the adversity that we faced, and I enjoyed having to overcome those things and challenges that I haven't really had before. So I hope to never have an off season like this again. But I definitely learned and grew from it.
Did you have a low point? Did you have a low point?
Yeah, no, absolutely. When I was in Philadelphia after the first surgery, there were some days there where I really, really questioned whether or not I'd ever be able to play again. Just some of the stuff we were dealing with from a rehab standpoint, and just the way that the recovery was going early on. But that was way back in January, February. There was a very low point there, and it was tough. I was in a hotel room in Philadelphia for, 10 days straight, and not being able to really walk and do anything. So there was definitely a tough point there. But with this back surgery, this one was, after going through the other one, this one was almost like, all right, screw it. Let's just get it over with. Let's do it. Let's get through it. And this one's almost been, it's been a fun challenge to overcome.
Did you? Last offseason, you had talked about you can't play the game forever.
I think it actually gave me some optimism. Especially when I made those comments, I'm dealing with all these different things. The broken hand, the back, the everything. And at that point, you're kind of like, I don't know if I can do this forever. But now that I'm all fixed up and I feel good and I'm healthy, obviously anything can happen. And I'm not going to ever stand here and say I know when I'm going to be done playing. But it's year by year, it's day by day, and I feel great, and I love the game. And as long as I love the game, as long as I love coming out to practice and playing with my teammates, I'm going to continue to do it.
JJ, you referenced when we talked to you right at the beginning of training camp, balancing and understanding the need for balance long-term,
yeah,
as opposed to rushing back. How will that kind of play out as you jump back into it, and how hard will it be to kind of remind yourself that you're committed to that?
I think it's one of those things that I've learned in the off season, how to handle myself, and during the week, how to handle myself. I don't think you're going to see any difference in games. I don't think you wouldn't notice any difference on game day in how I approach it. I'm going to try and play every single play. I'm going to play it as hard as I possibly can. Where the change is going to come is in the off season workouts, is in the practice week, and how I structure it, and how I handle it. I've gotten smarter. I've learned more about how to deal with my body, and I've learned that I can't just keep pounding, and grinding it through everything. I need to be smarter about what I do, and so I have a good plan in place now, and I feel really good. Obviously, I got fresh legs right now, and so I'm going to carry this through the season.
To follow up on John's question about your low point, was can you take us back to the time when you turned the corner and you knew you'd be okay and you'd be able to do what you've done before?
Yeah, it was actually it was that Super Bowl week in San Francisco, and we had been going through this phase where I like literally getting out of bed and walking and just making my way down the hallway was a task, and it would take me a long time to get out of bed to move. And Roland Ramirez and I had been working on something for a little while, and we've been trying this method out and really wasn't showing a lot of results. And then just one morning I woke up, and all of a sudden one thing I hadn't been able to do since the surgery was lift my right leg straight up in the air. And I woke up in bed, and I do the test every morning just to see if I could. And that morning I did it. And I was like, I called him right away. I sent him a video. And I was like, look. And so then I got up and I tried some other stuff. And I actually did up downs in the room right there and sent him a video of it. And I was like, dude, it worked. Like, everything that we did worked. And from that point forward, as soon as you get that little bit of light, it's full steam ahead. And that's what's awesome.
JJ, how tough was your role playing a soccer coach in Bad Moms?
Oh, it was good, man. It was good. Those girls are funny. Mila and Christina and all those girls, Kristen, they're. It was a blast. We had a good time doing it. I prefer an NFL player over soccer coach any day.
And how tough was it playing a wimp?
I know. No, that was it was a fun change of pace. I mean, to get my ass kicked by a bunch of soccer moms was a pretty fun change of pace. It was a good time. I had a good time doing that.
Did you hear about that from your teammates at all?
A couple guys liked it. I mean, nobody really knew I was in it. I didn't really talk to a bunch of guys because it was during the off season. So guys were like, yeah, my wife took me to see movies this weekend and I saw you on there and I was surprised, and they actually liked it. So I was surprised. I thought I'd get more negative reviews, but the guys actually said I did all right, so I guess I'm okay.
What was the exact surgery you had done in Philadelphia?
In Philadelphia, I had five muscles replaced. I had both of my lower abs had to be reattached. My right adductor had to be reattached, and then two of my left adductors had to be reattached. I mean, I don't know the technical terms. I mean, there's something like that. A few of them were fully off the bone. A few of them were partially torn. But, yeah, that was pretty serious stuff. Dr. Myers up there did a good job getting my surgery back together.
JJ, we talked to Brock about how thrilled he is to see you out there. How thrilled are you to see what this offense is doing with Brock here now taking over?
Yeah, no, I think he's doing a good job. I mean, obviously, having been through eight quarterbacks in 2 years here, you're looking for stability. You're looking for a guy to come in and own the position and do a great job, and I think he's done that so far. You know, we've managed to pull off 9-7 2 years in a row with eight quarterbacks, and I'm hoping with one we can do a hell of a better job. So we're really looking forward to having him here and leading that offense and doing a great job, especially with guys like Hop out there. We get Dwayne back, and you got Newton, you got all those guys, and Lamar playing running back. I mean, our offense is exciting, and we're looking forward to going out there and putting it all together as a full team.
One more non-football question. I don't know if you saw that Drake came out in his concert with your jersey on. Are you a fan of his? Do you like him?
We were just talking about that yesterday. I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't make it out to the concert, but he said he wore it, and I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, obviously a guy who's internationally renowned. I mean, everybody loves his music and stuff, and a lot of guys here went. So it was really cool. I appreciate it very much. I appreciate the respect, and obviously the respect goes both ways. I have a lot of respect for what he does and everything. I mean, he provides some of my game day music, so I appreciate him for that.
Do you have a favorite Drake song?
Right now it's Back to Back. It's a little bit of an older one, but I like Back to Back. Hopefully it comes out with a Back to Back to Back. I'd like that.
JJ, Bill was talking about how it's been 2-9-7 seasons and make the playoffs last year, right, but obviously didn't end like you wanted to, and he's basically saying, you know, the bar is not 9-7; it has to be higher than that. You've been on a 12-14 team here. You've been on a 2-14.
Yeah.
Where do you want this team to get? I know Super Bowl is an easy answer, but what do you feel like you guys can realistically do this year, if it all works?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like for us, you know, I'm not going to stand here and put a record on it or say where we're going to go, but I think you look at last year and you look at the way that we finished up last year as opposed to the way we started. I think this team needs to build off of the way we finished last year and take that even another step further. I mean, we have no excuses. There's no reason for us to start slow. There's no reason for us to have a hiccup. We should be out here playing our game, doing our job every single day. And as long as each guy does his job, we all play together as a team. I mean, there's no reason that we can't go out there and continue what we were at the end of last season and even improve upon it.
JJ, serious question would be, do you expect to be under any sort of play limit, anything like that? And then since we were talking about the movies, if it was Revenant style, you versus a bear, who wins?
Me and who?
A bear.
Oh, me and a bear. I'd probably give the upper hand to the bear. He has claws and teeth. You never know, though. I mean, I like my odds against anything. So, I mean, that's part of what makes an athlete is we got some of the biggest egos in the world. So, in the back of my head, I'm saying, of course, me. But as far as the first question, I'm sure that they're going to try to put some sort of limitations on me, and we're going to have that conversation here as the week goes on. The way that I felt in the last two practices, I don't feel it's necessary. My body feels great. My conditioning level feels great. Like I said, my body feels a lot better than it did in the whole second half of last year. So I'm a guy that likes to play every play. I like to go out there and do whatever I can to help the team win. So if they let me do that, great. If they put a play count on me, I'll fight it as hard as I can.
If it was a Baylor bear,
come on, John. Let's be serious now.
JJ,
your guy did a nice job over at Texas, though. I saw that. The Longhorns had a nice game the other night. I couldn't stay up. It was too damn late.
Since you're talking college ball, what do you think about UH?
UH is playing incredible ball. They've done a great job. Coach Herman's done a great job with that team. Those guys are exciting to watch. I mean, they got the whole city fired up. Everybody's on the Cougs bandwagon. I think that it's really exciting for the city of Houston right now. I mean, you got a lot of young talent in this town, from the Astros with Correa and Altuve and all those guys to UH to our team and what we got going on here. I mean, Harden and the Rockets and the Dynamo and the Dash. I mean, we got a whole bunch of stuff going on, and it's a really exciting time to be in Houston. So it's our job now to get the party rolling. It's a football city. It's our job to take the role as that lead team in this city, and we want that role. That's what we love. That's what we thrive. Texas is a football state. We want to be the premier team. That's our goal.
JJ, you mentioned the 85 Bears. Obviously, you weren't old enough to actually remember them. You've probably watched ESPN Classic film.
Yeah.
What's the first defense that really resonated with you? And the second part of that is, I asked Bill this, how do you define a great defense? When you see a great, what do you innately know about them when you see what they're doing?
Well, I grew up watching the Green Bay Packers. So, I mean, obviously Reggie White and that defense that he had was a great one to me when they played in the Super Bowl. But as far as the 85 Bears go, I did watch a documentary, and I think it was incredible. And the thing that was incredible to me was the chemistry of the defense, the way those guys loved each other and the way they played out there and flew around, and then just the ability to make people almost know that they had no chance before they even stepped on the field. That defense, every time that they took the field, they had no doubt in their mind that they were going to win. And that's what makes a great athlete. That's what makes a great team, is when you step on that field and you already know you're going to have success, and the other team already knows that they're going to struggle simply because of your resume and simply because of everything that you've done to that point. That's what makes it fun, and that's what you have to do to be a great defense. And I think that's why there really hasn't been one like them since. And everybody's trying to be like that, and we're no different. We're going to go out there and try and be that dominating defense.
454 turnovers.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. We'd like to do that. That'd be great. We'd like a hot start like that on Sunday. Yeah. That'd be great. Anything else? Thank you, guys.
Thank you.